The commission writing North Carolina's rules for hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, or fracking, is getting ready to present its recommendations to the General Assembly. The Mining and Energy Commission has been working for 18 months, and today we'll debate the last eight rules it's preparing. Jorge Valencia reports from our Capitol Bureau.
Sharon Garbutt volunteers taking children to the Haw River. She's been doing field trips for 20 years.
The dragonflies, the damselflies, the mayflies, we show them how their larvae are hiding under rocks and in the sand in the river.
And most of the time, the kids love it.
When we take them down there, a lot of them are like, I'm not going to go in that river, and I don't even want to be here. And by the end, we have to drag them out of the river. They do not want to come out.
Garbutt volunteers with the Haw River Assembly. 2 years ago, she heard energy companies wanted to extract natural gas from North Carolina through hydraulic fracturing. Garbutt was worried it would contaminate the air, the soil, and the water here. So in September 2012, she and others decided they would go to every meeting of the state commission developing rules on fracking. She saw how it took more than a year to decide when companies have to disclose the chemicals they pump into the ground. Now, she's worried members of the commission are rushing through recommendations they want to vote on this spring. Rules ranging from requiring a company to have enough money to run a well to determining where to put wastes from fracking.
We don't know the health effects of living near a fracking site. We don't know if the fracking water will eventually flow through the rocks into our water table. So I question the basis for making rules at all when you don't have the scientific basis for those rules.
But some regulators in states where there already is fracking say perfect rules can't really be achieved.
You know, I think sometimes states become paralyzed.
Dave Neslin is an attorney in Denver. For 5 years, he oversaw a process to update Colorado's rules on fracking.
There's a belief that you have to adopt the perfect set of rules before you can do anything. And as a consequence, nothing gets updated, nothing gets amended.
Environmental groups weren't happy with Colorado's rules. The Rocky Mountain Sierra Club says the rules didn't prevent toxic and radioactive liquids from contaminating groundwater there. But Neslin says regulations help protect the environment because companies had to start doing more water testing. He says it also helped the economy because in the 3 years after new rules were implemented, natural gas production went up 10%. James Womack is chairman of North Carolina's Mining and Energy Commission. He says fracking will bring jobs to the state now, and rules can be revised over time.
I mean, we could take another 10 years and get another 1% or 2% improvement. But at some point, good enough has to be the goal in order to move the industry forward to get into the energy business in the state.
Womack says the commission isn't rushing. He says the state has what it needs for modern regulations. This includes standards for the construction of wells. And Womack says he expects drilling companies to be responsible partners.
Typically, industry is very cautious and careful because they know that it's much cheaper to do it right on the front end than to have to remediate it on the back end because it's, you know, 10 times more expensive to clean up the mess than it is to do it right the first time.
But conservationists aren't so trusting of businesses. Last month, the North Carolina Conservation Network and the Southern Environmental Law Center asked the commission to spend more time looking at things as basic as how rules will be enforced. Garbutt, the Haw River volunteer, says the commission has a lot of work to do.
I think they really want to get them done. I think they'll put in the extra time and stay late. But you hope they take the time they need and don't end up trying to rush them.
The commission is scheduled to go over eight rules today. Three hearings for public input are set for August. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.